Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Emalahleni 20.
Got some delays because of roadworks Tembisa side. R21 North, there's delays towards the NGN services. Also, in the same area, there's been a crash on the R21 North after the Bapsfontein Road exit. Very heavy queuing traffic.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says hail the African Union Water Investment Summit in Cape Town as a pivotal moment for Africa and the global movements for safe water access. The president says the event aims to mobilize 535 billion rand annually by 2030 to close Africa's water investment gap. He also emphasized the summits will facilitate investment matchmaking.
We are gathered here to endorse a summit declaration to scale up investments, to position water at the highest level of the global political and financial agenda from G20 and the UN 2026 Water Conference and beyond.
Electricity and Energy Minister Hosea Ntsiramakgopa is confident the country's power grid remains strong. He says Eskom uses diesel strategically to stabilize the grid during peak winter demand or unit failures.
We are anticipating that going into the remaining of the winter and then transitioning into summer, we really don't expect any major surprises in relation to the performance of the grid. Of course, this is a dynamic system. These are rotating units. There could be challenges here and there.
Ramaphosa says no load shedding is expected for the rest of winter.
That's a function of the peakers. They are meant to, if you like, is a card we have when we are in major challenges. We are able to play that card so that we are able to keep the lights on.
In other big news, Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber will open a criminal case against those responsible for torching Home Affairs officers in Germiston Ekurhuleni. The blaze, allegedly started by protesters using petrol bombs yesterday morning, severely damaged the two-story building, disrupting vital services, including the issuing of IDs and passports. Now, at the same time, the city of Ekurhuleni says the evicted residents of Porro Park Flats in Germiston will be accommodated at a nearby city hall. The move will be temporarily. Over 400 residents were evicted by the city yesterday for not paying rent. Yes, Ekurhuleni MMC for Human Settlements, Ko Pelohola.
Part of that court order, it does not state any alternative accommodation. But because we are a caring government, we say we can't just leave people outside. We have arranged for the city hall so that we can accommodate them.
To Taiwan now, where Typhoon Podol has hit. It's led to the shutdown of businesses and the grounding of flights. Several power lines have also been knocked out. One person is missing after went fishing and was swept away. And finally, we end off in Texas in the US, where a woman's pet chicken has officially been named the oldest in the world by Guinness World Records at the age of 14 years and 69 days old. Little Elm resident Sonia Hull said the hatched chicken pull in her personal incubator in March 2011. Guinness World Records confirmed Pull's age on the 22nd of May. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big news at lunchtime. More at 2 or visit jackarandfm.com.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
You said your phone was broken, just forgot.